back to your hometown. I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. Be with myself in center, clarity, peace, serenity. Go alone. I must take the baby steps till I'm full grown, full grown. Fairy tales don't always have a happy ending, do they? And I foresee the dark ahead if I stay.
Following program were pre-recorded.
You're hearing Delilah
on WLTW,
New York's Light FM.
Hi, good evening. Welcome to the Delilah Show. Tony, what can I do for you?
I wanted to dedicate a song, and I'll let you choose, to a gentleman I met about 14 months ago. He had lost his wife. They had been married for 20-plus years, and we became very good friends. Of course, I would like for it to be more, but I'm not quite sure where he is. And he was having difficulty with, he still visits the in-laws, and they're still like family. But I'd just like to dedicate a song to him.
What's his name?
His name is Steve.
So Steve still brings a smile to your face after all these years.
Yes, he does.
A little pitter-pat to the heart?
Yes.
Big pitter-pat?
But he doesn't know that. He does
okay,
not.
It'll be our little secret. I would Tony, do you think I would think of sharing that with 200 or 300, 400 people?
I'm just not sure where he is, and I know he has, after 20-something years with a woman that he was very close to from college, to lose her, I'm sure it will take time. He's an awesome person.
So just you just want to toss your hat in the ring and say, when your heart is healed.
Absolutely.
When you're feeling a little stronger and the thought of maybe going to a movie crosses your mind.
Or, we do go out to dinner occasionally, but I'm not sure, you know, if he's any place ready. Or even if he would consider me, I don't know, but he is wonderful.
Until we know that, I'll just try to keep that to myself, okay? Kind
Thank
of.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tony, I'll play a song for you and Steve. Good luck.
I hear the ticking of the clock. I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark. I wonder where you are tonight. No answer on the telephone.
Once said, to achieve great things, two things are needed: a plan and not quite enough time. Ooh, does that apply to me? Are you a wait till the last minute and then rush to get it done person like me? I am definitely the kind of person that if you give me a week to get something done, I will usually start the night before. I have a plan and not enough time.
You've got plenty of time to reach out tonight if you would like to make a request or a dedication. I'll be here for you. You're listening to Delilah.
Aren't you something to admire? 'Cause you shine something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and regret makes me hard to find, it's more than I'm always parallel on the other side. 'Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soul, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your hand on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'll put you right in the other half of me. The biggest thing that's set in my heart is the space and now you hold. Show me how to fight you now. And I'll tell you, baby, it was easy coming back into you once I figured it out. Cause it doesn't seem really as simple, and I can't help but stare, 'cause I see truth somewhere in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. 'Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soul, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Put your hand on the past, pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The biggest thing that's set in my heart is the space and how you hold. Show me how to fight for now. And I tell you, baby, it was easy coming back into you once I figured it out. You were right here.
Makes me forget that I
Delilah Show. Who is this?
My name is Sammy.
Hi, Sammy. What can I do for you?
Well, recently, about a week ago, my husband moved out of the house because we're having a really rough time. But I really wanted to let him know how much I really feel about him and that I hope we can work things out.
So what seems to be the issue that has put a wedge between you and your beloved?
It's the trust. He didn't have trust in me. And the way he verbally attacked.
He didn't trust you.
Right.
Did you do something to violate that trust?
No, he just dwells on his past. And he actually realized that. And he's apologized now. And he's showing me differently.
How long have you guys been together?
6 years.
And after 6 years, he starts accusing you of being unfaithful.
Yes.
Has that been the case the whole time you've been married or just recently?
We got married last year, and ever since we got married, he has been accusing me since then, but I don't hide anything from him. I have nothing to hide.
So I'm asking these things because that is the sign of a very abusive man. You can't have a relationship unless it's built on trust.
You're 100% correct. That's probably another reason why I kicked him out.
Love is patient. Love is kind. Love always trusts and always hopes. So if he loves you and he's that hurtful to you, he needs to get some serious counseling to realize that's not what love is.
That's completely right. And that's why, honestly, I'm glad I called.
You guys need to definitely talk to somebody and get some good counsel, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Good luck.
Thanks.
You are a sweetheart.
Thank you, Delilah.
The smell of your skin lingers on me now. You're probably on your flight back to your hometown.
Myself in center, clarity, peace, serenity. Take the baby steps till I'm full grown. Fairy tales don't always have a happy ending, do they? And I foresee the dark ahead if I stay.
Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
Slow down and love someone with Delilah.
Hi, Josh. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being so patient on hold. Who do you want to brag about?
Well, I want to brag about my wife, Tabitha. She is just really an incredible woman. She's done a lot of things to sacrifice for my dreams in our marriage. And we've been married a little over 4 years now. And she's supporting me going back to law school and quitting work.
Really?
Yes.
What do you want to accomplish going to law school?
Well, I'd like to do some sort of employment law or work for a corporation, but it's just always a dream that I've had. And I kind of put it on hold.
You and Tabitha have a great night. Congratulations. Good luck in school.
Thank you very much. You have a great night.
All right. Bye-bye.
So sad, the tears are in your eyes. Come on and come to me now, but don't be ashamed to cry. Let me see you through, 'cause I've seen the dark side too.
Understand what you're going through. you on the phone. You took his number, said you were alone, but you call him soon. Isn't he the guy who left you crying? Isn't he the one who made you
earlier, I said, maybe you are one of the young kids and you say, I'm not a kid anymore, Mama Delilah. I'm 40. You're still a kid. Okay. To me, you're a kid. You're one of the kids that just came back home because you found me on social media. Amy wrote and said, the nostalgia that hits me the second you open your mouth, it makes me want to cry happy tears because life was so good then. Life was so good before it got so complicated. Before social media, before smartphones, before bills, before taxes, before it got complicated. Now it's complicated. And it gets more complicated every day. It really does. And if you pay attention to what's really going on in the world, whoo! It is overwhelming. Don't spend all your energy on things you can't control. It's good to be informed. It's good to be wise. It's better to be focused on the people that you love. Find peace in your heart. I am here to pour that peace into your heart each night. Thank you for letting me be a part of your evening.
than just friends. Oh, baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious.
Goes on. So I'm dancing with my eyes closed. Everywhere I look, I still see you. And time is moving so slow. And I don't know what else that I can do. So I'll keep dancing with my eyes. Shutting the bar, they're cleaning the floor, and everyone is already home. But I'm on my own, still dancing with my eyes closed. Everywhere I look, I still see you. Time is moving so slow. I don't know what else that I can do, so I'll keep dancing with my
Kate, thank you for calling. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I wanted to request a song, or maybe have you pick one for me, kind of in dedication to my fiancé and me. We've been dating for a little over 2.5 years now, and it hasn't been an easy road. I think, along with us and a lot of other people, we didn't think we'd make it. Hard probably the first year, and I think we've grown together and are glad now that we definitely stuck with it. So we have decided to get married next summer, and it's definitely been a long time coming, and so we hear all these wonderful songs on the radio, and we say, ooh, that would be a great first dance, or, and then we hear another one, oh, no, that's more perfect, and then we hear another one, and it, so it changes.
So you're going to have a dozen first dances.
I think that'll probably be the entire reception, yeah.
What's your fiancé's name, Kate?
Josh.
And so you want me to find one that I think will be the perfect first dance song for young people that have had a struggle but made it through?
Uh-huh.
And have you grown closer through all these trials and tribulations?
Oh, yes. And we have, I'm a full-time student and work full-time, and so that takes up a lot of our could-be time together, and he has a full-time job and has a lot of other things going on as well, and so we try to make the best of the time we have, and we've definitely started to make it easier.
I'll find a good song for you. Have a beautiful wedding.
Thank you.
I don't know why I like it. I just do. You out.
Oh, you got plans.
You got plans.
Don't say that.
Shut your trap.
I'm sipping wine.
Sweet.
In a robe.
Trip.
I look too good.
Look too good.
To be alone.
Ooh.
My house clean.
House clean.
My pool warm.
Pool warm.
Just shake.
Smooth like a newborn.
We should be dancing, romancing in the East Wing and the West Wing.
Delilah, who's on your heart tonight?
I'm thinking of my ex-girlfriend.
Your ex-girlfriend who? What's her name?
Joanne.
Okay. And what do you want to tell Joanne over the radio?
I love her with all my heart. I miss her every day. It's been almost a year now. It's been about 10 months to 12 months that I haven't seen her. And we've had difficulties the past few years. She had a car accident 3 years ago, and it caused a lot of problems in our relationship. She had difficulties with her work from the stress as a social worker. And her family, and she needed to get away from everything. She felt crowded by everything, even me, because I loved her so much. She felt crowded. I wanted to get married. I wanted to have kids. She was so confused. She didn't know what to do. She didn't know what she wanted. So she left for this place across the country 10 months ago. And every day I think of her. Every day I keep telling myself I'll meet someone else, but my heart is so much with her, it's ridiculous. This feels like love to me. Like, I can't even explain it. And I feel like every day she feels the same way about me, but she's too scared to call me. So I'm hoping somehow she listens to this station as much as I do, I know. We used to listen to it all the time. And I'm hoping she hears my message and she realizes that I really love her that much.
What song do you want to hear for Joanne tonight, Pierre?
Well, I suppose pick out something you think would really
Really pull at her heartstrings.
Yeah.
Pull at her heartstrings and say, please call this gentleman who's thinking of you so much.
I love her, like, so much.
Show me the meaning of being lonely. So many words for the broken heart. It's hard to see in a crimson love. So hard to breathe. Walk with me and maybe night till the light so soon become wild and free. I can feel the sun. Your every wish will be done. They tell me, show me the meaning of being lonely.
Ready to call it a night, to slip off to peaceful dreams. I read a little quote the other day about dreams, and I wanted to share this with you tonight. It's by T.E. Lawrence. All men dream, but not equally. Those who dream by night in the dusty recesses of their minds wake in the day to find that it was vanity. But the dreamers of the day are dangerous men, where they may act their dream with open eyes to make it possible. I hope you have sweet dreams at night. Ah, but more than that, I hope that you dream big during the day, that you dare to dream and you have the tenacity and the courage and the boldness to make your dreams come true. You are listening to Delilah.
Baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on
KTW New York.
All your favorite music.
Turn it up.
106.7 Light FM.
Your hand and lead you to the dance floor.